Welcome to Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. My name is Joanna Rizzo, and I work as a holistic health coach, healer, and yoga teacher. And I'm the founder of Rizzo Holistic, a company that offers services corporately and privately, both online and on-site from Stockholm, Sweden. This is a self-development podcast to help you heal, evolve, and expand your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual abilities. I'm convinced that we're all capable of creating the life that we want to live and that it all starts from within ourselves. If you're looking to explore what more there is to yourself and this life, improve your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health, and find the unlimited power that is within you, you have come to the right place. My goal with this podcast is to give you the tools, inspiration, and guidance to help you help yourself to navigate your heart-centered, unique spiritual path that we all call life. So thank you for sharing a little part of your journey here with me. Without further ado, let's flow into today's episode. Oof, it's been a hot minute since I last recorded a podcast episode. And funny enough, right before I sat down now, I realized that I've been gone for the entirety of Mercury retrograde. And this is actually not on purpose at all. It just happened. And for those of you who don't know what Mercury retrograde is, it's basically a period of time. It's 3 weeks, three times a year, where it's just like super known to mess up technology and communication. And so I'm super happy I didn't post any or try to post any podcast or try to record any podcast episodes during this time. This was not planned at all, but I'm happy I'm back. And this actually shows how intuitively I do everything that I do. Anyway, warm welcome to another episode of Heart Centered by Rizzo Holistic. And today, I really want to talk about these past couple of weeks because, yes, I've been away for a hot minute and so has everyone else. It seems like everyone is going through life for sure, and it's intense. Something that I've seen collectively is that we're being very challenged. Extremely challenged, especially when it comes to what we've learned this past year. And everyone is pushed to their limits and pushed back into their old patterns and old routines and old ways of being in which they don't want to be in. If this is you, join the group, join the class, join the society, I don't know. We should all make a Facebook group, but I think that would include probably like most parts of this world by now. I have no idea why we're in this collectively, or kinda, maybe I do, because that's what I want to talk about today. Why we have to fall back into old patterns. Why we have to quote unquote fail and make mistakes. Why that is the actual journey. Because especially on this heart-centered journey that I'm on, and since you're listening to this episode or to this podcast, maybe you're on as well. This path is not about perfection. This path is not about finding the right way. It's about finding your way, where there are actually no rights and no wrongs. You can actually, like, you can't do anything wrong. And that's so hard for the mind, for the ego to comprehend. But I like the analogy that I had with one of my clients today, that this path is like meditation. Meditation is not about sitting and everything is supposed to be perfect and quiet and peaceful and all of that. The practice of meditation is about pulling your mind back to the present moment. The practice is pulling your mind back, pulling your emotions back to what's actually here. And it's the same thing when it comes to this heart-centered path and your old patterns. You are gonna go off track and try to find like that old path of yours. And then you're gonna see like, ah, damn it. Now I'm here again, trying to get into old patterns just because I'm comfortable. And then you just pull yourself back to the path that you were on or that you want to be on, where you have your vision of becoming or just embodying the person that you actually are in your heart. But that's the practice, that's the path. The path is not to be perfect. The path is to build a new you. And then when you quote unquote fail or get into old patterns, instead of being harsh and criticizing yourself, you instead meet yourself with compassion and love. And seeing that this is your journey. Because each time you step off track, each time you get into old patterns, you learn something new. You learn why it's so important to you to stay on this new path. You learn why you need to meet yourself and others with more love. You learn that on new levels each and every time you step into old patterns and leave your current vision. That's why it's so important to actually get off track and fail and do mistakes or whatever people want to call it. It's simply redirectioned back to yourself. It's redirecting you back to your heart. Because building this new self, when we ask the universe for something, or when we are like, yeah, I want to step into this new version of myself, it's not like it's just gonna like pop up and be like, yeah, now you're peaceful and happy and you live with gratitude and you have this job and this partner and yada yada yada. No, that's not how it works. If you ask the universe for inner peace, or if you use that in affirmation that I have inner peace or whatever, the universe is gonna send you tests or situations where you have to choose peace, where you are gonna be tested to stay in inner peace. It's not like it's gonna pop into your life and all of a sudden you have this amazing inner peace. No, you're gonna be tested to build this inner peace. And when you get tested, you're sometimes gonna fail. When you get tested, you're sometimes gonna step into old patterns. But you're slowly building that inner peace. I hope this makes sense. It does in my head. And it, thank God, helped my clients. But I really, really want to emphasize this today because I know it's harsh out there. Like, the universe is not taking prisoners this year. It's going full on. Because apparently we need to learn both individually and as a collective, really harshly and really fast for some type of reason. So we're gonna need whatever you're going through right now, you're gonna need it in a near future. We're gonna need it as a collective. Whatever you are working on right now, we are gonna need that as a collective. Whatever characteristics or whatever you're going through, whatever you're building, we're going to need that as a collective. You're going to need that individually as well, of course, but we're going to need you and what you're building within yourself right now. And I just love that there's so many on this path and that so many are verbal with this, or maybe everyone's just verbal with me. I have no idea. But either way, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You cannot fail. You can just learn. That's the only thing you can do. You learn and you create your unique path. And we need to stop striving for perfection on this path, because perfection isn't going to build shit. No one has learned anything from being perfect. We learn from making things, doing things the more uncomfortable way or the wrong way or whatever you want to call it. And by that, we can help others. We can help ourselves. We can help this collective by shifting ourselves. So whatever you're going through, you're doing amazing by falling into old patterns and then reminding yourself of the fact that you fell into old patterns and then pulling yourself back into these new routines and habits. You're doing amazing listening to your body and then failing to listen to your body and then getting sick or getting some type of injury until you listen to your body and rest, and then you remind yourself of the fact that you're supposed to be on another path. We learn in different paces, we learn in different ways, but we all need to learn individually in our own unique ways in order for things to actually land. Because it doesn't matter how much someone tells you to do stuff in a certain way, unless you realize why you're doing it that way, why it feels wrong to do it in the old way. And that's why you have to go back and do it in the old way over and over again until you really realize that, okay, this shit is not working out. I need to stay on this path. And I need to catch myself each and every time I fall back to old patterns. And not criticize myself for falling back into old patterns, but simply realizing that that's exactly how it's supposed to be. And I'm equally as lovable each and every time I fall back into old patterns. I really hope that wherever you are right now, that you can meet yourself with some more compassion, realize how far you've already come, and that you don't need to strive anywhere. You don't need to be anything in particular. You don't need to achieve anything or prove anything to anyone. Please just enjoy yourselves while you're here. Have some fun. Take care of yourselves, your bodies, listen to them. And just enjoy what it's like being a human being right now, even though it's a little bit challenging. I love you so much.